Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The investiture ceremony for the conferment of state awards, the Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration and the felicitation of medal winners of the 38th National Games was held at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The awards were presented by Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik in presence of Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his Council of Ministers. The gold medalists are Donipolo Mission School for Hearing and Visual Impaired Itanagar, Department of Cardiology TRIMS, Women Police Station Itanagar, Project Bharthak under BRO, Donipolo Cultural and Charitable Trust, Ramakrishna Sarada Mission, Center for Bear Rehabilitation and Conservation Pakke Tiger Reserve, Amit Mittal, SP Anti-Corruption Bureau, Inspector Milly Gay and Constable Jim Kam Khorang. For the Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration 2024, the recipients were Office of the Superintendent of Police, Itanagar, Office of the Deputy Commissioner, Papumpare, and Department of Agriculture in two categories. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani Itanagar, Chief Engineer Project Bharthak, Brigadier Sanjit highlighted the BRO's initiatives on being at the forefront of construction of major infrastructure projects in Tawang and West Kameng districts. In the meantime, Brigadier Sanjit has thanked the state government for recognizing the BRO's efforts and looks forward to for further improving the infrastructure in the state.
I'm Brigadier Sanjit, and I'm Chief Engineer Project Bharthak, and I've come here because the state government has honored Project Bharthak for all the excellent work which it has done over the years, and we have been at the forefront of constructing major infrastructure projects in the districts of Tawang and West Kameng. So we are in fact very thankful to the state government for having recognized the efforts of the project, and we look forward to continuing our efforts towards further improving the infrastructure in the
Sir, some of the major projects which underway.
You are well aware that one of the biggest projects which has in fact has been recognized the world over is the construction of the Silla Tunnel. It's very unique in the sense that it is the world's highest twin tunnel.
Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men convened a pre-budget consultative meeting with the community-based organizations, CBOs, for the state annual budget 2025-26 at the Secretariat Office today. In his remarks, the Deputy CM expressed his gratitude to the representatives of the CBOs for their active participation and valuable inputs for the budget 25-26. He said that their inputs have been instrumental in drafting people-friendly policy as they carry the mandate of their respective communities. He informed that the objective of the state government is to percolate all development activities down to the grassroots level so that no one is left behind. He further said that their suggestions have been taken note of and will be considered for incorporation in the budget. 18 CBO representatives attended the pre-budget consultative meeting. Arunachal PHE Minister Mamanathung attended the second All India Water Ministers Conference 2025 held in Udaipur, Rajasthan recently while co-chairing a thematic session on the theme Water Delivery Services with Focus on Drinking Water. Mr. Nathung extended an invitation to host the next Jal Jeevan Mission meeting in Arunachal Pradesh. The minister showcased the state's best practices in water conservation and reviving drying water sources in the state. The two-day second All Water Ministers, All India Water Ministers Conference 2025 was organized by the National Water Mission, Ministry of Jal Shakti, focused on water vision at the rate 2047. To mark the International Mother Language Day, the Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society, APLS, held a function at Jeevan Jyoti Hostel for Puroik Community students at Balijan today. Addressing the gathering, APLS President Vaidhi Thongchi stressed on the significance of celebrating the International Mother Language Day. He emphasized to communicate and write in mother tongue in order to preserve the Puroik language. Meanwhile, ADC Balijan Thakar Rabha, who attended the function as chief guest, lauded the initiative undertaken by APLS to organize the day, Mother Language Day, among the Puroik students. On the occasion of the 39th statehood day, the District Industries Center organized an awareness cum registration drive at the General Ground Inkyang today. During the camp, over 200 artisans attended the registration drive. A delegation from the Contemporary Community Club Itanagar, comprising doctorate degree holders, scholars, media professionals and graduates interacted with Minister Education, P.D. Sona, at his official residence today. The team submitted a representation regarding the long-pending request to introduce mass communication courses in government colleges across the state and Arunachal Pradesh University. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.